Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show. Okay, so after arriving at the library, spending one night figuring out where in the world you were, you guys have spent the last 4 days reading and researching and forging the hammer. Yes.
Catherine never did day four.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Kafra, what would you like to read and or study on day four?
I was going to go to Interactions with Dragonkind, Volume 1.
Yes, love that.
Gosh, darn it. I can read, guys, I swear.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'll use... No, it's a 7. I'm just going to leave it.
So it's an older form of Draconic.
Okay.
So it's going to take you an additional probably 2 days
okay.
to get through it. So what was a 2-day book will now be a 4-day book. So you can do it. You can push through it.
Okay.
It's just going to push how long it takes you to do it.
I'm going to look at something really quick. After about a half, an hour trying to read it.
Yeah.
Can I use the Staff of Charming and do Comprehend Languages?
Oh, yeah.
Just to see if that makes it easier to read.
Yep. So, after being frustrated, you do it unintentionally.
Okay.
You hit the staff.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is actually quite clear. So, Interactions with Dragonkind, so you're able to get through... So that will negate the 4-day, so mm-hmm. it goes back to the 2-day. You like how I'm just making mechanics up on the fly?
Well, this is my next book, not the Anatomy and Dragon.
No, I know. What you read about is the earliest interactions, and it seems to end before, which would confirm with Nevi's story about the gates between the worlds being closed, of interactions of dragonkind either coming to the dwarves or the elves or the humans.
Okay.
And so you do read about these interactions.
All right.
Overall, so volume 1 is about interactions with humans, volume 2 is with dwarves, and volume 3 is with elves.
Okay. So I just got through volume 1 though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sorry, now we can go on to next day.
Okay, so it is dawn the 5th day. Gandalf's about to ride over the hill with the Riders of Rohan. Sorry.
You can Google that, Angie.
I was just doing that.
I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. Because I would just prove how much of a dork I am. Dawn the 5th day, Galen.
Yes.
To this point, it feels like you've been focused on either the mall or reading. Do you attempt to use the dream wand at all, or is that like in your back pocket for later?
So because Dindal has said that it makes you wake up tired, or like makes you wake up and not feeling great.
Yeah.
And because he's been kind of going back and forth to the mall, he doesn't want to accidentally screw up the mall.
Sure.
And so he hasn't done it yet, but now he did so well on that one day, mm-hmm. and he got through a book.
Yeah.
So the fourth night into the 5th day, I'm assuming Dindal told him just like...
Yeah. He tells you how it works.
Yeah.
You have to hold it.
Yeah. So he will... And the fourth night into the 5th day, he will hold the token, the dream wand, as he meditates.
Okay. Before we do that, I want to figure out what the other two want to do.
Yeah.
So, Bracken, what do you want to do on the fifth day?
Because,
Catherine, you're still reading.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Do I need to roll again?
Go ahead and roll for me.
I'm going to...
You've got your advantage.
Have you done the roll about Kryn, or have you done?
I was gonna do that, and I want to make something. Okay,
then I'm gonna read the book about Kryn, the alias of Kryn, whatever last name was, the terrible. Yep. So I'm gonna do that one.
Okay.
I rolled a 12.
Okay. You.
This is the dwarf one.
Yep. So you, you breeze through it.
I'm gonna use luck.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna do luck again.
Oh no.
Listen. Oh. No.
Nat one?
No, it's a four again. I mean, it's the same day, so I'm just going to do my third look.
And you have a DM reroll.
Ooh, I'm going to do that, actually, instead.
Okay.
I'm going to do my DM reroll. Let me just want my big die. That's better.
Four.
I was going to laugh.
It's yeah, a little four, I would have screamed. No, 15?
15, okay. So, Krenmar and his aliases. So... you learn that before he used the name Krenmar, he is a human.
Okay. Doubtful, but go
but
on.
You realize he's really old, according to this.
Roughly how old? Like, rough guess.
Several hundred to thousand, which humans shouldn't be except extended life force by magic.
Yeah.
But he's really only had one other name in his life, and it's Menelaus.
It's been what?
Menelaus.
Okay. Menelaus?
Menelaus.
Menelaus.
How do you spell?
M-E-N-E-L-A-U-S.
Do I know that name? I'm stupid.
Meg knows that name, but not Bracken.
Does Bracken know the name? No. Okay, I was going to say, I know the name.
Yeah, no. No.
I know the name.
Meg knows the name, Menelaus.
Yeah. Do I know the name because I'm a nerd, or I know the name in-game?
Bracken in-game does not know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, do I know from... Okay, cool. No. That's what I thought.
Sorry.
Amazing. So Menelaus was the name he used to go by.
Yes.
Dork.
I know, right?
Okay. So, he's real old. Name was Menelaus. Does it say anything about like what he did, what his job, like what his occupation?
No.
Damn. Okay. Amazing. Okay. Cool.
The detail it does give you is that he grew up in and around Estricus and tried to be a wizard and failed.
Okay. Wizard reject, cool.
Mm-hmm. Angie, did you have a question?
I did, because I was reading specifically about the interactions with the dwarves. Mm-hmm. Did I recognize names and stuff? Anything? Did this seem like kind of a history? I knew part of the history, or is this like completely different than what I would have known?
It's completely different because it's before the dwarves migrated.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all new information to you.
Okay.
So you're learning, you've learned, like the capital of the one of the dwarven cities, before the migration.
Okay.
Make a note of that. I will get that name to you.
Okay.
So Dindal, both you and Galen will have kind of lengthier bits. So let's go with Krenmar first and then we'll do your legend lore.
Yeah, I just want to do Legend of Lore. Do I just get all that, too? Do I get anything different on Kryn?
No.
Okay, mostly that, just that stuff?
Yep.
Okay. I have a couple other little things I want to do.
Okay.
That day, that fifth day.
Go ahead.
Do I do them now? So, I want to go back to the library if I can and try and find Bragi's book in the library. Do you want to roll for that?
Yep, roll investigation.
19 plus...
Yeah, you find it.
Stuff. Okay, so I get that. And then... Can I send to Hamlin again?
Hamlin, yep.
I want to see how long has it been since I talked to him last. Because the last time he said it was only 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, hey, Hamlin. Just checking in. It's been a couple days, right?
Mm-hmm. So he responds, and he's like, man, are you guys actually doing anything in there? It's been like 2-3 hours since the last time you and I talked.
Interesting. So I will relay that to the team. Hamlin says it's only been 1 or 2 hours since I talked to him last. So even though it's been 5 days here, it's been a day or two, or a couple hours for them.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know much, but I don't think that's how time works.
So in certain places it was like really fast, and then here it's slowed down. So I don't know.
Weird.
And then can I sketch the tier rune, and then I'm going to give it to Galen.
Yep.
And tell him if you have any, you know, open real estate on your mall, this might be a good thing to add to it.
You want to explain it to him?
Yeah. Okay. It's a rune of tier, and it's got links to justice and victory in battle and self-sacrifice. Kind of sounds like you all over.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to think about it. I appreciate the thought. Having not met Tyr, I don't exactly know if... Because like if he's all in with Odin, I don't know that I want to put his rune on my mall.
I don't think it's more of a religious thing. It's more of a this actually would confer some magic into your rune, into your mall.
So I understand. So to that point, Galen, the way you would interact with that is through a religious lens, just because of that's the culture. So roll a religion check. Been a long time since we've done a religion check.
Yay. No bonus. 10.
Yeah, you're ambivalent. You growing up, you guys never would have sacrificed to Tyr. So you've nothing against him, but nothing for him either.
But it's just with the fact that my goal is to supplant Odin. If Tyr is going to be on Odin's side, I don't want to put his rune on my mall. And so unless I can figure that out, I think I might avoid putting runes of the current gods on a mall that I may have to use to fight those gods. Because it might give Tyr some amount of influence, as far as Galen knows, over how the mall works, and he doesn't want to deal with that.
That's logical.
So is the name Tyr, or is the name Tiwaz in the parentheses?
So the name of the actual rune is Tiwaz.
Oh, okay. My bad. So it's the Tiwaz rune.
Well, it would colloquially be known as the rune of Tyr.
Right.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to do, Galen, Dino?
I mean, I have so much to do. Yeah, I just want to feel like Jester. So I'm just going to send to a bunch of people. Can I send to my mom? Just make sure she's doing okay.
Yep.
She's doing okay?
Yep. She's great.
How long has it been since?
Yeah, how long has it been since I talked to her? What she said?
Well, you haven't. Yeah, because you talked to her right after you found out about the dragon thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For her, it's been, you know, a day and a half, maybe.
Okay. And then, Catherine, have you told us that you've talked to Narastel at all?
Because
last you told us that they were, like, inoccupado. They were
Right.
Kind of indisposed.
Were you guys around when I talked to him that last time? I thought so.
Yeah. I don't remember if we were, because I know he and I kept running off and doing other things.
So y'all had gone to the observatory the first night. Mm-hmm. Y'all were walking back, and then she communicated with him.
That we were on a different part of the world and stuff.
I was going to touch base with Balthazar, because he actually worked with Forrester.
Oh.
Or did. I don't know if he has, like, burn that bridge or not, but I kind of want to touch base with him and see what he knew about Forrester.
Yeah. I will say that, like, you know, you guys kind of saw me talking to him. Like, he was in dragon form, but then to talk and see stuff, like, came out and was, like, falling through the sky. Like, they're really pretty busy right now.
So are they still doing their mission?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like in the middle of it right now.
Okay. So I will let him.
So you know that Balthazar stayed behind to guard.
Oh, yeah. Guard, but I can't. Yeah. That's true. I forgot about that. Angie forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. Balthazar did stay behind, though.
Okay. So I'll touch base with him and just see if he knows anything about Forrester.
Yeah.
Like, should we worry about this guy? Is this guy going to come after us?
Mm-hmm. See how Nevi's doing.
See how Nevi's doing, yeah.
Okay.
I have enough words for that. yeah. So can I send to Forrester and just say... Forrester. That'd be bad.
Balthazar?
Send to Balthazar. I always get his name wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, Balthazar. This is Dindel. I know you had some connections to Forrester. We've learned some things about him. Is there anything you can tell me about him? Also, how's Nevi?
I think that falls under the 25 words.
Hopefully I wasn't counting.
Okay, so he responds, Nevi's great, healing well. Forrester is not to be trifled with. Very, very bad guy. Was that 20?
You have 10 left.
Oh, okay.
If you want to use them.
Yeah. He's not going to use them. He'll stop there.
Okay. Can I send him again and say, is there anything specific about him that we need to know about? We've learned that he might have some dangerous dealings.
Okay. So he says, obsessed with magic. Let's see. Obsessed with magic. Incredibly secretive. And those that are loyal to him are loyal to the point of death. I think he might be a necromancer, but I'm not sure.
You had 5 left, so I think he might be.
Oh, okay. I'll say possible necromancer.
It's like he must be what?
Lango's dead.
No. All right.
So the book you found in the library, Dindal, it's called The Song of Bragi.
Song of Bragi.
Okay. Dindal. Nope. One day I will get your name correct.
Doubt it.
That day is not today. Galen. Nice. You take the dream wand. You fall asleep. What's a specific memory you're trying to think of? Or a specific time?
So the first time he tries it, he's trying to get back to that place that he went in pre-recorded
okay.
history.
Yep.
When he was with Deerfane, and the Deerfane leader took him into the dream to go meet with Ulf.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, his goal is to get to that place.
Okay.
And so if the only thing this will do is allow him to relive that memory,
mm-hmm.
then he will. But his goal is to get there and try to get Ulf.
Okay. Okay. So you begin to dream, and you do. You find yourself in that Deerfane camp with that family. You see yourself and Deerfane leader.
I don't remember his name.
I'll have to go. We'll have to go back and redo that episode, or redo that and release that at some point. But you go into the you watch the two of you go into that tent, and you remember from that, like, you're furious because this is right after you've been trapped, you've run away, you're thinking about leaving in general. So you follow yourself and Deerfane leader into the tent. And you do see, so the totem, the deer totem itself, it's just a deer's head and antlers. In total, it's about 3 feet tall, like including the antlers.
So real quick, the way I had imagined the figures.
Yeah.
Was because they stack,
mm-hmm.
they are like stylized, like, so it would be like a deer with the four paws and the head, like it's like a cylinder, so that they stack on top of each other.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair, that works. So you see where Ulf would have had the same thing,
yeah,
you know, or
the bear is the same kind of thing. You just Yep. You can tell by looking at it, oh, this one's the bear, that one's the deer, and they would they have like a little lip so that they stack nicely.
Yeah. So you see it clearly. You're watching yourself trance there. So this world is fully interactable. That's not a word.
Interactive.
That's the word. So you can go up and you can touch it and move it.
If this is what I get, then I go and pick up and I search the outside of it to see if there are any runes,
mm-hmm.
like hidden in the decorations carving on this.
Right.
And see, like, cause I know it's like, it's a stone thing and like, so mm-hmm. he's trying to find anything that he would then be able to possibly reproduce.
Yeah, so roll investigation.
Hooray for no bonuses. No. That's a 2.
The stone is smooth. You're not sure where the magic comes from. And there's no obvious marking on it. So, frustrated, you put the dream... Or you put the totem down. Do you do anything else, or do you try to wake yourself up?
Can I go and just gently put a hand on the sleeping or the like the trancing Galen to see if I can like through that reach into the dream place?
Mm-hmm.
You can just try touch him. Like trying not to wake him up, but
sure.
Trying to see through him, like see if I can see through him to get in where I'm going, or if it's just this is what I've got.
Yeah, yeah. So you walk over, you put your hand on it, and it's like, I mean, it's you can feel yourself. That sounds weird. You put your hand on your own chest in the dream. And yeah, like nothing happens. So that's, you know, you can see it, you can recreate, you know, this dream allows you to recreate the memory of the thing,
mm-hmm.
But it's like what Dino says, like, it's just a memory. And like, you can hear the kids outside laughing and running and playing, and you can hear, you know, you hear birds and you hear the rustling of the wind and, you know, the camp nearby, but
I don't get back into.
No, you can't inception your way. You can't fall down that rabbit hole. That'd be cool. Somebody should make a movie like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's as far as you can get.
All right. I'll take a step back and I just look at my slightly younger self.
Yeah.
And say, boy, you're in for a lot. It's been fun. I don't know if I would have run if I were you or not. But I'm here now. And I'll try to wake myself up.
Okay. Before you do, let me ask you something. Does Galen, seeing your younger self,
I mean, technically, he's like 300 and some years younger.
Yeah. So seeing this version of yourself, do you, and really it's like your first time being alone, does Galen grieve, you know, this at all?
I think he looks at it like, there was, Galen was so much more innocent in a way.
Yeah.
Like, he was mad. He was like, but he had no idea of what was coming.
Sure.
Like, his problems were, I'm real mad at Narstel.
Yeah.
Like, that was the, and, you know, we're possibly going to have to, you know, go on some kind of trip, you know, that's all he's worried about. And now Galen's like, oh, that was so much, life was so much simpler.
Sure.
When I didn't know.
Yeah.
What I know now. And he kind of looks back and is like, I wish that my biggest decision, my biggest problem that I was looking at now was the size of the problem I was looking at then.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah. No, that's good.
And he like pushes his mentally. He's like, wake up.
Okay. So you will wake from your meditation. You do take an exhaustion point.
Yeah.
And yeah, the dream wand is still gripped in your hand. So, okay, so that is day five.
It's the waking up into day five.
Yeah, yeah. So you wake up and are exhausted. They've done these other things.
So seeing as I'm exhausted, I don't feel like he's gonna fall. He's gonna trance again if he tries to read a book.
Yeah,
and he doesn't trust himself to work on the mall. So he's, hey guys, do you mind if I go check out the armory, see what kind of stuff they've got in there? I've been to the forge. It's got some good tools, but I was just wondering, it's a library. Why do they, what kind of weapons and such do they need in a library?
That's a good
I can take Vecra with me, so I'm not going by myself. If you want, does anybody care?
I mean,
that's a good idea. We should probably explore everything, right?
Yeah. I can go with you if you want. I don't really have much else to read right now, anyways.
Yeah, you're welcome to come.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of antsy, anyways.
Have you done your homework?
I've done enough. I do tell you everything I've read about Kryn. Kryn.
You mean Menelaus?
Yes, Menelaus.
Menelaus.
Yes, sorry. But I do tell you everything I learned about him before you do your legend lore on him. Just in case you need any of it or to piece it together. And then I'll go with Galen.
Yeah, so, okay, let me get the timeline all in fashion. So, order of operations, he wakes from the dream, then you give him the thing for tier. Then he's like, I'm going to go look at the forge, or I'm going to go look at the armory. Bracken gives you the stuff about Kryn. You do the legend lore about Kryn. So, all of these things happen in day five. They just happened out of order.
Sounds good.
Story of our life.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So we'll end the day with him going there. What was Cather doing?
Wasn't day five when I read about the dwarf?
It was. Oh,
wait. Yeah, I was going to say, day five, I thought we were on day six. Day five, that's when I read the book about Kryn.
Okay.
So.
But you would have had enough time to read it and then give him the information. Okay. Yeah. So.
But you can't go to the, do you have time to go to the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With him. You've got enough time. That going to the armory will be the last thing for the day before we start day six. So Galen, it's you, Bracken, and Vecra going to the armory, right?
I would probably, if Bracken is going with me, I would leave Vecra, because if these two are reading, okay. they may not be as aware in case something happens.
Okay.
I'm gonna laugh. We get into combat, not you.
You laugh, I throw things, you know, it's all good.
Okay, so you make your way down towards the armory. This big hallway that you walk down, it's just kind of like the other hallways you've been down. It's all carved out of this, like, marble, you know, it's a combination of, like, marble and rose marble. There's granite in places, you know, on, you know, different decorations or whatever.
Yeah.
So what specifically are you looking for?
I want to take a quick glance, at the library or at the armory and see like what they have, like what kind of armor they have, what kind of weapons they have.
Sure.
Since I have somebody with magic with me, if Bracken can, I would ask them to cast Detect Magic to see if any of the stuff in here is magic or if it's all just mundane armor and weapons and such. Just Galen's thinking militarily, you know, if I need to at some point outfit an army, what options do I have to work with here?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good planning ahead.
I'll do detect magic.
You're detect, okay. Mm-hmm. So you walk down the hallway, and where all of the other rooms open up into these big, like, blocky, rectangular things, this room, it opens up and it's round. And you can, like, the armory is self-contained in that it, like, it's one big room. And there's a big stone, like there's a big thing in the middle of the room. So on all of the walls, there are different weapon racks and different dummies, or like mannequins that have armor on them. So the first thing you notice, the armor before even a magical roll happens. All of this armor and all of this weaponry is higher quality than anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, so roll your Detect magic. There we go. Is that where you're gonna roll?
I don't roll for detect magic.
Detect magic is it just happens.
Yeah.
If there's magic within 30 pings. Feet,
yeah.
It pings at them.
Oh, okay. Because warlock things?
No.
I mean, that's how detect magic works. You don't have to roll for detect magic.
I thought you did.
No.
Okay.
Detect thoughts. If you're pushing in, you roll.
Yeah. That's detect right. magic just happens.
Okay. Anyways, yes. Armor and weapons. Everything here.
Everything is magical.
Everything is magical.
Okay.
So what you do find, there are... So... the armor is... adamantine. There is mithril armor here. There are silvered weapons. Yeah, everything is magical. Everything is like
everything's fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's all got magic. Like all of it.
All of it.
Even so, down to like the arrows and the crossbows. Yeah.
I mean,
like
even the small things. Like it's all got at least something.
Okay.
Do you need new weapons?
Weapons? No, not really. And I also don't really need armor. But you're kind of squishy.
Yeah.
And Dindal is also kind of squishy.
Does Dindal wear armor?
I don't know.
I don't know if he can.
I've seen robes.
I think it might squish him.
I mean... I don't know.
Maybe we can go ask later, but it wouldn't hurt to at least get the two of us into something a little more helpful.
So roll investigation, do you? Just as you're looking through.
Are we helping each other?
You can if you want.
How's your investigation?
It's even. It's a zero. How's yours?
I think I have a plus +2 investigation.
Then I will give you advantage.
Roll? Okay.
Oh, but you roll crappy.
Oh, no, I have a plus +6 to investigation. But I also have 3 uses of luck today. Or no. Okay. It's the 5th day, so I have 1 use of luck left. But I still have luck. Okay. So advantage. We're going to do Dugarok die. And die. That's fine. It's fine. 21.
21. Okay.
Yeah.
As you're looking, so you've obviously seen this pauldron that Galen wears.
Mm-hmm.
You find a really nice, fancy looking pauldron that could replace Galen's if he wants it.
Okay. Do I find anything like that could work for me, that could work for Dindal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good. Okay. While I'm looking through stuff, I hold up the pod and I'm like, I don't know if you're emotionally attached to the one you have, but this seems cool.
I'll take it and take a look at it.
Have a backup at least.
Because it's magical, Dino would have to identify it.
Do I see armor that would work for me that would... I mean, obviously I wouldn't know, but do I see any armor that looks sturdier than what I have, but would also help me be sneaky?
So are you still wearing like the hodgepodge?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you said when they changed to a
warlock,
it all now matches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause I just had regular leather before.
Yeah. So there is ring mail here.
It wouldn't
hurt your stealth.
Okay.
So
it would bump your ace.
Mithril armor. If it normally imposes disadvantage on stealth checks or has a strength requirement, the mithril version doesn't.
Okay.
But you would need to look at your particular warlock to see what armors warlock can wear and still cast spells.
Let me see. I think it's just... I'm looking now.
Because I know there's light and medium for some clerics, and some clerics get heavy, but I don't remember warlock armor proficiencies?
I can do light armor.
So no mithril armor is counts as light because it's all metal and all the light stuff is leather stuff.
Yeah, so I'd have to be just...
Yeah, there's not leathers here.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything that looks like maybe Dindal could use it, that could work for Dindal, like chain?
And there could be...
I'll ask you too, Galen, because I don't know.
If there's any leather...
There's not leather.
So like nothing... Everything's metal? There's no... Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think any of this would work for Dindal? Like Cathra, even?
Dindal, probably not. I think all of this armor weighs as much as he does. Fair. Cathra, I'm not sure, because Cathra used to have full plate.
Yeah. And now she just has a now fancy she has
the
now robes. She has
the robes, and I don't know.
We can bring them in here later and see what they want, if there's anything.
I don't know. I don't know if adding the other stuff would be a benefit or not.
Yeah. I am going to look also for like any fancy daggers, because
sure.
Once rogue, always rogue. Yep. Same roll or new roll?
Same roll.
Yes.
So you find two. They are plus two daggers.
Both of them are?
Yep.
Okay. Amazing.
And you find a like a cloak.
I think Galen would look for because his maul is very limited range. If we fight anything long, you know, flies or anything, he is gonna look for like a bow, probably a longbow, an arrow. Because you said there are magical arrows.
Yeah.
He's gonna look for something to get some reach.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's possible.
Yeah. Do you want their roll to count, or do you want to look separately?
I'll look separately because they went to look for daggers. Okay. So. Come on. Ooh, 15.
15. Okay. So you find a plus two longbow, and you find a quiver of magical arrows. A quiver and magical arrows. There we go.
I also want to grab I don't care what they look like. I just want to grab crossbow bolts, too.
Okay.
For a light crossbow, because I already have a bow. Or a crossbow.
Okay. Yeah. So, you grab a thing of...
How many?
It's 25.
20. Okay. Do they do anything since they lit up as magic?
You would have to have Dindal identify them. Or can, I don't know if you can cast identify or not.
I cannot.
Okay, yeah.
That's fine.
He would have to identify
them. That's fine. Cool. As we're looking at things, and I'm just like strapping everything to belts and whatever, I kind of take Galen. So how are you doing with all this? Reading doesn't exactly seem your preferred downtime activity.
No, we didn't. Like, we had some books. And I, you know, I could read, you know, when we went into town, needed to read something. I, you know, didn't have any issues. Honestly, I've not ever had time to just sit and read. Growing up, it was... If I was sitting, it was usually watching flocks and reading a book is really not a good way to make sure no animals attack your flock. And we, like, when the sun went down, we'd sit around the fire, but sitting at a fire is not a great position to read. you got to turn your face away from the fire so light's on the book. You
hold the book upright.
Yeah, and... it's... I never really had the time and the ability. Like, Dindal, like, honestly, the way he sits and the way he holds the book, it looks like this is all he's done for his life.
I think it might be.
And I've never done this. But I wonder if my parents hadn't disappeared and the Fane found me. My dad was a woodworker. I probably would have lived in a town with better access to books and to light by which to read it and time to maybe be able to sit. Like, my life would be so different if my parents hadn't disappeared. And honestly, I don't know if I would have been happy sitting and reading.
I don't see you as the sitting reading type.
No, and like, I don't know if you noticed, the first book I tried to read, I got 2 pages in and knew like 30% of the words.
Yeah, you seemed a little ready to throw the book.
I am much more comfortable doing something than sitting.
You and I have that in common. I don't do nothing very well.
How are you doing?
I don't know. Honestly. This feels weirdly stagnant compared to everything we've done. We've been doing, and it seems all of a sudden everything is calm. It doesn't feel right. Like something's going to happen or something's going to jump out at us again. It seems peaceful, and I don't trust peaceful very well.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to go by myself to the armory.
Mm.
You know, in that room down below, there were those swords spinning around on their own.
Yeah.
I was like, what if I walk in here and...
end up there.
Well, not end up there, but somewhere. Like, what if there's swords doing that in here?
Yeah. What if there's something strange?
And they didn't... the swords down there didn't react at all to our friend who's not a flesh and blood being. You know, Rosamond been in here, but
nothing.
Maybe there was the same. Maybe they wouldn't react to her because she's dead.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it's definitely a very strange... all this magic is very new.
Yeah.
To me. I know basic magic and then whatever... I just kind of hold up my hands and look at my hands. Whatever the rest of it is, but... magic was never something I knew much about. And, I mean, Dindal seems so at home here. So comfortable with this. This is what he was made for.
I mean, even Cathra...
yeah.
Cathra's... you know, I don't know.
She seems good at this.
I don't know what her life was like. You know, she was a soldier, but her dad was, you know, I'm assuming well off, high up in the military.
Yeah.
I mean, he's apparently trying to take over their hometown.
Sounds or
their
about right.
Nation. But so I'm assuming she went to school.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she's, you know, she's smart. She knows, you know, she didn't look like she was having issues with the books she was reading.
Yeah.
Like.
They both know how to do this. How to sit and research and be comfortable doing that.
Be honest, I was... I've been tempted to go back and see if I can attack those swords just to have something, like...
To do?
Well, to have something to fight. Because I'm not used to... I'm not used to the piece and the sitting. I'm not comfortable at it. Maybe I'll get comfortable, but I'm also supposed to be doing
things.
Like, grand scheme of things, I'm supposed to fight Odin.
Mm.
And I don't even have any idea how that's supposed to work.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do you plan on doing that by yourself?
I don't know. That's one of the reasons I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find a way to get in touch with Grandpa, my Grandpa Ulf, because he just knows so much more. He's got so much more experience at being in charge of something. And I've got the, and I hold up this little thing. I got this. Because Dindal didn't say anything about keeping it a secret. It was like, Dindal gave me this that lets him see his past. But like it's a dream.
So you're seeing it from an outside perspective?
Yeah, it's weird. I used it last night. I'm a little tired today.
But yeah, you seemed a little off.
Yeah, I saw something that happened not long after I met Cathra. But I was hoping, because this is doing with dreams, and my people can walk in dreams with the right totem. I was hoping this totem would get me in to where I could talk to Ulf. And it didn't. So I'm probably going to try one more time to go and see if I can see something. If not, I'll give it back to Dindal.
Are you wanting to see Ulf?
I want to see, because the when I went, I looked at a totem that our people use, but it's the deer one, and I wasn't real familiar. Like, it's, I saw it once, and so I didn't have, and so I didn't know exactly what I was looking for in the carvings and stuff. So I want to go back to a time when I saw ours, the bear one, because I'm more familiar with it.
Yeah,
maybe I can look at that one and see, but you know, I'm not holding out too much hope, because I didn't really get anything other than, boy, before I went and saw the Sphinxes, I looked a whole lot younger.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird, seeing myself look like that again.
Yeah.
But
younger and innocent of what was going to happen to me.
Yeah, I had no idea. It was right after Narastel showed me his true form. And Halak. And it didn't end well.
Yeah.
And I nearly left and went back to Bearfane. But I was able to talk to Ulf. And he gave me some good advice. And I came back. And shortly after that, we burned down half of Estricus and I met you guys.
Sounds about right. I'm personally glad you didn't go back.
I am too.
But?
Because if I had gone back, I wouldn't, when I was that person, my only goal was to get stronger so that I could beat up my brothers. And now I have a better purpose. Don't get me wrong. If we make it back to the Fane Moot, still plan on trying to beat up my brothers. But
now you need to get stronger to beat up Odin.
Yeah. The biggest of brothers.
Now I need to get stronger to protect you guys. I have a goal that is not just selfish. I've got something that's more important than me to work for.
It's understandable. Well, if you want help fighting Odin, I don't know what I'll be able to do, but
I'd
be behind you.
I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. So
more than I am, that's for sure.
Well, but you can apparently now maybe zap him with something. I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe you can throw some sparklers in his eyes, and and while he's blinded by the sparklers,
light him up on fire.
I can smash him in the head.
I wonder if gods can catch on fire.
I don't know. Find out. I wonder if he bleeds.
Guess we're going to find out, won't we?
Either that or we'll find out I bleed.
Well, we know you bleed.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll learn, the more we learn, the less you'll bleed. That'd be cool.
I like bleeding less.
Yeah, that would be nice. Prefer you not bleeding.
Prefer you not bleeding. That's why I got to get stronger. So that I can keep you from bleeding.
Yeah, the important thing with that is I don't think very often. I'm better. However, act first, think later is usually the reason I end up pleading.
Well, maybe I can help you not bleed as much when you forget to think.
That'd be nice. Well, I have your back, no matter what. Even if you become the All Father.
What if I just become the Sun Father? Is that?
That'd be okay.
Okay.
That'd be okay. Never been a big fan of the gods, if you couldn't tell, but
I think we've discussed that once or twice.
I'm excited to see what you'll do with the title. I won't be following the All Father, though, to clarify.
Yeah.
I'll be following Galen.
It's understandable.
But also, is Dindal okay?
Honestly, not in a sense. I don't know if any of y'all are okay.
Well, I'm
like,
yeah.
I think he seems happy here.
I worry that he is pot kettle, ignoring all of it because he's happy, which is understandable and fair. And this might be the only time we get to do that. But I mean, with everything about his dad and his mom and sister, we don't know what, and it just...
When he's supposed to be king.
And he's supposed to be king, which is a whole other thing. And he doesn't want it.
Maybe we should go look and see if there's any books on how to be king.
I mean, I tried to look for one on Dindal, but didn't really find anything. Something about king. I wonder if we should look for things about Hostess or his twin that's the evil one.
Yeah, Hjalmir.
Yeah. There's just so much with all of that. And then that, too. I mean, his protege, his friend, is dead. And I'm just worried he's going to break. As someone who has done so often.
Well, I mean, I guess we gotta just keep looking for cracks and see if we can relieve the stress if we start seeing things like that.
Yeah. Make sure him and Catherine don't go after each other again.
Yeah. That ended...
That wasn't great.
It ended better than I expected.
Yeah, they didn't
attack... Dindal didn't get punched.
Dindal didn't get punched, and I was expecting hands to be thrown. I think
this is just a theory.
Okay.
I think the only reason Catherine didn't hit him It's because she knew he doesn't know how to hit back, and she
she'd feel bad about it.
Well, yeah, like I'm not gonna go after some guy with no weapons and like beat him over the head with my maul.
Yeah.
Unless he's a magic user. It's in not which a fair case, fight. You know, all bets are off.
Yeah.
But like, I don't even know that I would try to punch him because
no,
he doesn't know how to. Doesn't know how to take a hit.
Doesn't know how to
respond. And doesn't know how to return a hit.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
Like, I could just sit on him and he'd be stuck.
Yeah.
So.
Wouldn't be a fair fight.
Yeah.
I don't think either of them are right, but I also don't think either of them were necessarily wrong. I think they both had fair points on either side.
I'm leaning towards Cathra.
Fair. As someone who has consistently disagreed with Cathra, I'm slightly more on Dindal's side, but I see where Cathra's coming from as well.
Yeah,
I think it's important to follow orders, but I also think it's healthy to question them every now and then. Not all the time. Mm-hmm. It depends on the order. Well, like, if you were to tell me, hey, go over there so you don't die, and I'm like, okay, but why? That would be questionable. But
I mean, something I did learn from Ulf: if you trust the person giving the orders, understanding them is not necessary.
Fair.
So, like,
Dindal's also a scholar, though. Well, and
which means in areas of leadership, I'm gonna lean towards the one who's led soldiers.
Oh yeah.
Versus the one who's taught spoiled rich kids.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Like, nothing against, you know, I understand teaching is leading.
Well, I meant
in a form.
Yeah. I meant more in the sense of Dindal is a scholar in the sense that everything he knows he has had. He has been able to find factual evidence for. Maybe not everything, I don't know all he's studied, but the things he has looked for, the things he's a person based on fact. And sometimes orders, following them come, you, like you said, trust. That's not exactly something you have factual evidence for all the time. And I think he's learning that there aren't always going to be hard, solid facts for things. There's not going to be something you can look at and see physically to believe something.
Yeah.
And
he's never really needed that before.
No. And now he does in very dire situations. And it's hard to fight what you know with what's in front of you. When what's in front of you is not what you know.
Yeah.
But there is so much magic in here.
Yeah, I'm
like, it's a little insane, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to Cathra and see if she wants if she wants to go back to having armor, or if she's good with what she's got.
Okay, I'll go bug Dindal. I have nothing else to do.
Sounds good.
All right, and break.
Okay. So the two of you leave the armory. That ends day six.
Day five.
That ends day five. All right. And so with that, we'll end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.